This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Do not forget that first appointment at Klaus Financial. Not going to cost you a thing. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. And we are joined this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas from Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How have you been?
I'm doing fantastic on this Valentine's morning. And Malia, how are you today?
I'm great. Just hoping you bought something for your Valentine, Sean.
You know what? I bought something for my wife, and I was going to surprise her this morning, and I got down the street, and I forgot I put it out, so I'd actually turn around, come back in, which, of course, the chihuahua gets starts yelling at me, and then she thinks we're getting broken into. I said, honey, don't worry about it. I just forgot something.
So you got her a gift.
I did get her something.
Nice job, Sean.
And I half remembered.
Nice job.
Extra brownie points for you.
I do what I can. So we are, speaking of driving down the road, we are going to talk a little bit about vehicles, which is interesting. I don't think we've talked anything about cars, which is interesting because it feels like we've covered everything on this show.
I know.
So we'll get to that in just a moment. And every week, of course, don't forget we do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize this week. Another great one, a $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. Just listen closely to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. Before we start talking automobiles, let's talk a little bit about last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and not only do the question, but give the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we talked about taxes, and everybody was excited about that. And the question was, how many tax returns does the IRS expect to file in the 2018 tax year? And the correct answer was they expect to file more than 150 million individual tax returns. So don't worry, you can get yours in. You have until April 15th. So congratulations to our winner last week for calling in, and thanks to all of our listeners every week.
And don't forget, we're going to do a brand new one a little bit later on in the program. Listen closely to the show. Typically, again, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question Week comes up during the show. Now, we obviously talk a lot about retirement planning, and that's what you guys specialize in. But people have questions sometimes. Questions come up about, some financial decisions. And one of the big ones, I think, for a lot of people, aside from, the house, which is the biggest investment we typically make, we start asking about cars. You say, well, okay, an automobile, do I buy one? Do I lease one? People have that question, and they do come to you guys about that too, don't they?
They absolutely do. You know, our job is to be the quarterback, typically. We've used that terminology quite often, the quarterback of our clients' financial affairs. And so when it comes to large purchases, very often they'll come in and chat with us. Occasionally they don't do that, and then they get the wrath of our opinion. No, I'm just kidding. You think of, as you just mentioned, what are the big purchases in our life? It typically is our homes, maybe vacation properties, and then vehicles. And so kind of addressing this topic of what are the different ways that I can own a vehicle is an important discussion. As we get into this discussion, and we're going to be talking about ownership versus leasing, by the way, we'll acknowledge just a couple things right off the top. First off, Dave Ramsey calls this fleecing, not leasing. And so he is very opposed to leases. I would say we may not use quite as aggressive of language, but we don't necessarily disagree with him that you got to be super cautious when you're talking about leases. And then the second thing I'd say is this phenomenon of like spending $500, $800, $1,000 a month on vehicles is like an American phenomenon. Only in the richest country in the world, one of the richest countries in the world, do you have this interesting environment where people are just spending unbelievable amounts on vehicles. And so because of that, we need to address the topic. So you should obviously understand the pros and cons of both buying and leasing to see what works best in your current situation. Leasing vehicles is not what it used to be. A number of converging trends have changed the leasing landscape for the average consumer, and car leasing was once just reserved for businesses and customers wanting luxury cars. But today it's more common in all classes of vehicles, from compact cars to SUVs to luxury vehicles, so on and so forth. And on one hand, buying involves higher monthly costs, of course, typically, but you own something when you're done buying that. On the other hand, a lease has lower monthly payments, but then you get into a cycle where you never stop paying for a vehicle. And we would say, if you wanted us to put in a nutshell, CJ, why do you not love, you know, leasing as much as ownership as we get into this topic? It would be because of the psychological aspect, right? The financial aspect, depending upon what you own, is somewhat interesting. But for us, the psychological or the behavioral finance component of it is much, much more important. As a matter of fact, if you were to stroke a singular check for every vehicle that you buy, you would see one massive trend emerge in your purchasing habits, which is you would buy less expensive vehicles. Let me repeat that. If you were to stroke a singular check for every vehicle that you buy from now until death, you would find one trend emerge, which is you would buy less expensive vehicles. However, when you lease, you find the opposite trend occurring, which is because it's a monthly payment and it feels like a bite-sized candy, right? We find that people buy bigger and bigger and bigger vehicles, even though their income hasn't necessarily gone up. So first of all, we know that vehicles that we drive, besides collector cars, are not good investments. As a matter of fact, let me restate that. Vehicles aren't investments. You can't call them investments. There's almost no circumstances, unless it's a collector car, where your vehicle is going to go up in value. In the first year of owning a car, we know that our cars depreciate about 10%. And beyond that, after about 3 years, the average vehicle from new to 3 years later depreciates about 50%. So the most popular way to acquire a vehicle is still to purchase, whether it be outright or to get a, you know, 2 year, 3 year, 5 year, 6 year loan on a vehicle. If you want to know our direct opinion, it would be we would like to see our clients behaviorally get to a place where they are pre-saving for that vehicle. And here's a fun fact for you. About 30% of vehicles that leave a lot are now in the form of a lease. Did not used to be that way. It's now a big number.
Very, very interesting. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas this morning from Kloss Financial. Of course, this is Money in Motion. Don't forget, you can find them online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Learn more about Kloss Financial there. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll talk about some of the differences between some of the bigger differences between buying and leasing. We'll also talk about what happens with your car when you're done with it after, whether it's ownership or whether it's a leasing situation. We'll find out all of that next, as well as take your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, you can give us a call right now here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you right on the air. Don't forget as well, Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Do not forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, that one is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking all things money here on Money in Motion this morning, talking about cars and the decision to be made, whether I should buy, should I lease. We're talking about some of the statistics, a little surprising on some of those about, for example, the percentage of new cars that are actually leased now, a number that is growing there. Let's talk then just a little bit about, as we're kind of wrapping up a little bit on the differences between buying and leasing. There are some things about, you know, how that process works that people need to be aware of, correct?
Yes. So not to be differing with my partner here on the radio, but we want to go kind of down the middle here, meaning that we want to explain the differences. And in every single situation, your situation may be completely different than your friends as far as how you look at cars. The auto industry, the salespeople involved will, if you're on the inside, will tell you these days, how much leasing has greatly improved in the way in which it's had to work with consumers. So if you go back 5, 6, 7 years, leasing was not advantageous at all for the consumer, and they've really rewritten a lot of that law to make it actually more plausible. I'm not saying it's the best choice always, but it is a choice for people, and they should understand what those choices are. So when we deal with ownership, first of all, of the vehicle, when you're buying, obviously, you get to own the vehicle as long as you want to keep it. And I think the average used car, average American drives a car today 10 or 12 years. So we definitely still have more people buying and holding their cars. Obviously, with leasing, you don't own the vehicle. So it's kind of like renting. You get to use it, but you must return it at the end of the lease unless you decide to buy it. And this is what gets interesting, and we'll talk about some terms in a little while, but residual value, what is that vehicle worth when you go to return it? And there's a negotiated price up front of what that residual value should be, but I'll tell our listeners that that price is actually very negotiable when you go back to the dealership. I mean, anything at the dealership is negotiable. Let's just start with that. Upfront costs. So buying is the cash price, the down payment, registration, taxes, and other fees. Now, when you lease, that includes the first month's payment, a refundable security deposit, an acquisition fee, a down payment, registration, et cetera. So there's no question you still have fees associated with the lease. The monthly payments, as CJ mentioned, loan payments actually are usually higher if you're actually buying the car because you're paying off the entire purchase of the vehicle plus interest, whereas lease payments are a little lower. They're not 100% lower. They're just lower because you're only paying the vehicle's depreciation during that lease term. So that's important to understand why they can get by with lower costs for the leases. But usually they're only about $100 less per month. Now, if you want to change vehicles, this is an important thing to understand. Many people like to change or update their vehicle every 3 to 4 years. So that's probably a consumer who may be more attractive to leasing a car. So obviously, if you own the car, when you want to sell it, you're going to have to do that yourself or trade it in. And we all know how trade-ins go. You never get as much as you think your car's worth. Whereas the lease, you simply return it at the end of the lease, pay any of the end lease costs, and walk away. And we'll talk about what some of those are. So just keep in mind there's choices, and they're not all bad choices.
Great advice, great information. Malia Cuevas and CJ Claus this morning joining us from Claus Financial online, claussfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. So we kind of touched on it a bit there. So when you get to the end of time, whether it's end of your lease or you're just done with the car that you own, what kind of can happen then when you're done under some of these scenarios with some of the information people need to know?
Yeah, so to Malia's point on this, you know, it's interesting because if you were just to say, hey, this is a cash flow question for me, CJ, this is cash flow. Should I go out and buy the $30,000 car or should I go lease the $30,000 car? You could very rationally say if all we care about is cash flow, then leasing would be cheaper on a monthly basis. And furthermore, you know, some people at auto dealerships, which I would agree with them, will say, well, you're always going to have a payment on a vehicle. And what their rationale there is to say, even if you bought let's just call it a $25,000 car and you stroked a check for it and you said, well, in 6 years, I want a new one, right? Because I'm going to drive it down and then I need another 25 grand in 6 years from now. That would equate to about $350 a month that you'd have to be putting into a savings account, right? To have the $25,000 saved up to stroke the next check, right? So that's kind of interesting. We call this a sinking fund. So you put money into a savings account that goes up and then after 6 years, you built up enough to buy a new car and you sink it. So to that point, you know, from auto standpoint, it's like, well, you're always going to have a payment because these are depreciating assets. You need to either lease or loan or save up for yourself. And we would agree with that. However, what we like about the ownership track just ideally is the fact that it controls behaviors a little bit better, right? But to Malia's point, it depends on what your goal is. If you want to drive a nicer vehicle every few years, then leasing could be your option.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and, of course, continue our conversation with CJ and Malia right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637, online, klossfinancial.com. Talking about leasing versus owning or paying for a new car. Talking a little bit earlier about some of the differences between the two, let's talk a little bit about some of the benefits when it comes to leasing then.
Yeah, so some of these we touched upon, there's mm-hmm. generally lower monthly payments, mm-hmm. But as CJ said, people that tend to do leasing tend to go towards the more expensive cars, so I don't know what you're really saving if you're leasing and paying just about as much. Mm-hmm. But you do have the opportunity to, you know, a lot of these newer cars today, whether they're becoming hybrids or having all the technology with the back, the rear cameras, the braking technology, et cetera. You know, people like to have the newest tech even on their vehicles, so that could be an attraction. The fuel economy, that's always been a big one. So, you know, you're driving your 12-year-old car, you're not getting the same kind of fuel economy that the newer cars are putting out. Your warranty coverage and maintenance, we deal with this a lot with our clients, especially as they're getting older, especially if perhaps someone's lost their partner, wanting to make sure that they've got a car that perhaps still has a good warranty so that people can feel good about what they're driving for safety. So, and then finally, I just wanted to bring out a couple terms that make people acquainted with this. One word you hear with regards to leasing is capitalized cost. So a capitalized cost is essentially the price of the vehicle, just mm-hmm. a different word. So that's a price that can be negotiated just as if you were buying the car. You can actually negotiate a capitalized cost on a leased vehicle. Residual value, that's the expected value at the end of the lease period. Again, it can be negotiated. And then finally, the money factor. You hear that term? That represents the rate of interest that you'll pay. So you can Google this, money factor for leasing a car. Essentially, the amount that you pay for leasing a vehicle is the capitalized cost minus the residual value plus the interest and other fees. So basically, if you were to lease a pickup truck, for example, and the capitalized cost was $40,000, and it had a residual value, like when you go to turn it in, it's worth approximately $25,000 mm-hmm. after 3 years. You're responsible for paying the $15,000 plus interest and fees over that three-year period. So it's not that complicated, but as we tell our listeners all the time, make sure you know what you're getting into. Mm-hmm. And we just wanted folks today to hear some of the language surrounding leasing and definitely something that they need to understand when they go to the car lot.
You know, one of the things too, Malia, when you're talking some numbers there, is there a breakdown about which is more expensive, leasing or owning? Do we have any information on that?
Right. So CJ mentioned about cash flow. Cash flow analysis is pretty interesting on this. So if we're just looking at cash flow, Consumer Reports actually had an interesting report that came out in September of 2017, and they looked at a car loan versus a lease comparison of a hypothetical purchase of a $30,000 Mazda at that time at 2.9 financing. So what they found was that after 3 years, the purchase scenario cost the consumer $4,600 more than the leased vehicle. And then that after 6 years, the total payout still showed the purchase car had cost $7,200 more out of pocket than the leased vehicle. So what was interesting is the differential is not quite as big as we all would have thought. Mm-hmm. But as CJ points out, it's behavior. It's behavioral. And it doesn't feel good when you've been paying on something, and at the end of that term, you're basically told, you got nothing. And that doesn't necessarily feel good, and maybe for your finances isn't the smartest move. But again, it's situation by situation, and that's what we try to help folks look at in their particular situation.
Very great information, as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information there. You can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter as well. And again, that website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, that number, 442-5637. Want to hold on to the number as well, because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Cracker Barrel. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What percentage of new cars in the United States are currently being leased? Is it 10, 30, or 50% of all new cars? First call with the correct answer to 442-5637 will win that $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. And again, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.